We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525. A service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Back. And Joe here, listen to this. Now, remember we were telling you that Joe Obama Biden, in the surface, is coming out as an ally to Israel. But under the surface, he's supporting Hamas.
He's doing everything he can to cause trouble and make it hard for Israel to win.
Well, he wants to dump another $7 billion into Iran. And you know exactly where that's going to end up, right?
Sure.
So here...
Go right to terror activities. You know, well, look what Hamas did with all the billions they were given. They built 300 miles of underground tunnels. They stockpiled thousands of rockets, ammunition. They bought those underground tunnels, took an awful lot of steel, concrete, timbers, huge amounts of money. Basically, 300 miles of underground tunnels is like building a small city. And that's what they do with the money they're given. And Iran is no difference. It supports, in fact, that ship was attacked. Dramatic video is out there of a big cargo ship being hijacked in the Red Sea. It was a Japanese cargo ship. And Sunday, the ship was called Galaxy Leader, big, beautiful ship. And the video shows a helicopter landing on the ship, and armed individuals are rappelling down to the deck, overtake the crew because the crew's not armed. They were armed with automatic rifles. And it was done by the Houthis near Yemen in the southern Red Sea. And the ship had left Turkey going to India with an international crew without any Israelis on board. And they just a couple days ago, they posted an illustration with captions in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. We will sink your ships. And they showed an image of the commercial ship ablaze in flames. And then they said, this seizure is only the beginning. And the spokesman vowed that the additional attacks at sea will continue until Israel stops. And if they try and stop them from doing this, they will burn these vessels and sink them. And we're talking billions of dollars of cargo, let alone the cost of these huge, giant ships. So we see the world getting to be a far more dangerous place, and you can thank Joe Biden. The money, what is the money used for? Fancy helicopters, training. These were highly trained troops with a big fancy helicopter somebody paid for, and it wasn't these Houthi rebels that started out very poor, unorganized, unarmed, and now they're a trained fighting force. So we know that the sponsor is Iran, period. We know who's responsible. It's the Iranians.
Well, that's true, too. But also, just in the past year or so, you had 120,000 Romanians were killed. Armenians, 120,000
Armenians. Armenians is what you were thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
The Armenians were slaughtered.
They were slaughtered, and that was financed by this country, by Joe Obama Biden's people.
Biden, yep. Our money, well, you know, just if I could real quick, it's amazing what our money, Joe Biden just spent $17 million on social cohesion in Sri Lanka. They're not too stable over there. The U.S. Agency of International Development providing $17 million of your taxpayer money to enhance social cohesion, whatever that means. and it'll go to several projects overseen by the the nonprofit groups. Yeah. Anyway, nobody really knows these vague definitions. We're supposed to accomplish three goals: reconciliation, respect for human rights, reduce social economic disparities with the exclusion of vulnerable communities, and enhance community resilience. Now, what they're talking about is going to push for protection for, you know, transsexuals and all this different stuff is what it's struck for. And then you remember all that extra COVID cash that was missing? I don't know if you did the story, but...
Oh, yeah, we did. We did, billions of dollars missing.
Well, not only that, but it went to hire hitmen. There were the government Department of Justice has charged about 371 people with stealing $836 million in COVID funds. And many of these people were gang members with connection to violent crime. Some of the funds were used in murder-for-hire plots, according to the prosecutors from the Department of Justice. So far, there have been additional 3,000 individuals charged. The agency sees $1.4 billion in misused pandemic-era relief funds. And now they figured out those PPP funds had about $200 billion in fraudulent payments. That's how good the government is out of all that money. Or a little over 17% of all the loans that went out were bogus, were fraud. This is our government. They spend money like drunken sailors, and I'm going to have to apologize to drunken sailors because they can't come close to Joe Biden.
All right, Joe, here's, you got it. Biden, U.S. prepared to issue visa bans against Israeli settlers who are attacking targets in the West Bank. Israel continues to launch airstrikes and increase its ground assault in Gaza in an effort to root out Hamas, which killed over 1,200 Israelis and kidnapped hundreds of civilians in mass terrorist attacks on October 7. Biden called for a two-state solution amid the conflict on Saturday and suggested that both Gaza and the West Bank should be consolidated under a single governance structure, while threatening to issue visa bans against attacking civilians in the later region, according to the Post.
I get so angry. We've been trying to teach people for a long time. The Arabs, the Muslims do not want a two-state solution. They want Israel to be gone, you know, from the river to the sea. They want every Jew out of that area of land, the land that God gave them. God gave it to the Israelis, the Jews. And we go back to Yasser Arafat. The Israel sat down, and they were so hungry for peace. They said, you can have Gaza. You can have half the West Bank. You can have half of Jerusalem. And Yasser Arafat, that was half of all Israel. And all they had to do was say that they would not go for the death of Israel, that they would allow Israel to live, the right of Israel to live and remain. And Arafat said he could not sign it. If he signed it, it would be his death warrant. He would be murdered the next day. So we know from history, we know from right from the horse's mouth, that they do not want a two-state solution. So people like Joe Biden to keep pushing for it, know it's a lie, know the history. He's been in Washington. He was there. It was Bill Clinton's, Bill Ross was the negotiator. Bill Ross is the one who told the Arafat story, how he turned it down and why. And Joe Biden's been in Washington his entire life, so he knows this. So he is a liar from the pit of hell, and all of this is just blowing smoke up the
people. But you know, Joe, that the radical Muslims and the communists have a confederacy. They have formed that confederacy, Joe, so... Again, remember, Biden is as much a communist, every bit as much a communist, you know, as Joseph Stalin was, or Fidel Castro. And so,
and what he's doing and what he's done, yep.
He gets his orders from Xi, okay? And so that's exactly what he's doing. Xi told him, Chinese premier, told him to keep the border open. He's keeping the borders open. Told him to make sure that there's a good supply of fentanyl that comes into America. He's doing that, making sure his orders were to make sure there's a good supply of young children for sex crimes and human trafficking. So Biden has done that.
What Biden is not doing, I'm looking at the London Daily Mail. And if you want news in America, folks, I get more real news there than I do from Fox anywhere in America. Horrifying new Nova Festival footage shows Hamas killers chasing down fleeing Israelis, the kids that were there at this festival, grabbing one by her hair, shooting her before executing her friend as she begged for mercy as terrorists. Shocking arsenal of weapons revealed. This is the headline today, London Daily Mail. And you can see the actual footage. They've got the pictures, the footage. It's sickening. Hamas took the pictures, and there were some cameras there, and they're showing actual footage of some of that event that happened.
Well, you also had people from what they call the mainstream media, Joe, NBC, ABC, and CBS, you had them embedded with Hamas. They were there riding with Hamas, riding right along, just like Fox News had their reporters embedded with Israelis.
With the Israeli soldiers. Army. So these pictures are real, and you can see the horror. This wasn't one army attacking an army, attacking a military installation. They're shooting young girls, raping young girls. And they've got a huge amount of it on foot. And other parts of it, they've got eyewitnesses that were there that lost family members, you know, daughters, wives, all kinds. And Joe Biden just does not push the truth.
What's
a lie by omission is as bad or worse than a lie of commission, right?
Lawmakers overwhelmingly vote for law establishing a right to life for the preborn. Here, this is an article by Bridget Silicki. Lawmakers in Peru overwhelmingly passed a law on November 9th that recognizes the preborn children have constitutional right to life. The new law passed 72-26 with abstentions. Congressman Alejandro Munati told ACI Prensa that the new law, titled The Law That Recognized Rights of the Conceived, was necessary to consolidate. This is some very good news. The right to life from conception. This is what we have to get past here, which is already established in our Constitution and in the Civil Code and Children and Adolescents Code, he said. He goes on to say, within the law are a number of wording changes to the Constitution, including a new civil code that reads, human life begins with conception. The human person is subject of law from his conception. The Peruvian state recognizes and guarantees respect for the dignity of the conceived child, as well as its rights to life, individual identity, mental and physical integrity, as well as to freely develop in the womb without external interference. The new law also established the rights of the pregnant mother, including a guarantee for the pregnant mother's access to health, as well as the information required for health care and nutrition of the conceived child during the gestational process. This is what we have to get past here. This is what our legislators in Ohio can do and in other states if the people will awaken. If those who profess to be Christians will stand up and actually act like Christians, we can pass that here too. But we can no longer. We're way past the time when the few of us have to do the fighting for the many. No, everybody's got to start carrying their weight, Joe.
Exactly. So, well, there's a couple of stories, just what's going on in our world. Sorority gals banished because they objected to the membership of a 260-pound male who was voyeuristically peeping on them while they were in intimate situations. They saw this guy trying to live with him, and he was walking around with erections as he stared at him. They were complaining about him, so they were expelled from the sorority because they wouldn't tolerate this 260-pound ugly man who was, you know, peeping on them all the time. And this is what our world's coming to, that they're supporting this pervert rather than all these young women. And it was Kappa, trying to think of the name, it was...
I reported on that before. It's an amazing thing. You've had these very strange things. It's like, what did we report a couple of years ago there? I believe it was Oregon, where those boys went into, the girls were in the shower naked, and the boys went in and started fondling them.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, one of the girls, kicked...
Complained and got in trouble.
Well, no, he did more than complain. She kicked him. She kicked him where it hurts, where it counts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so what happened was they wanted to prosecute her, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I remember that part. She's the one that got in trouble, and what she did was the right thing. But we did the story about this guy, but when the girls were kept complaining about it, didn't want to go back, then they kicked her, the girls, all the girls that complained, out. Now then you've got New Jersey.
Well, those girls' parents... They have an obligation to go after that with a vengeance. They really do.
Yeah, they should be suing. They should be doing all kinds of things. People, this is what you're saying. We need to stand up and fight. Remember, Riley Gaines, you know, is out there fighting for the female athletes to, you know, boycott these trans men, or they call them trans girls, but they're really men dressed like girls.
I call them trans things.
Transgender swimmer at Ramapo College, New Jersey. He'd been going there for 3 years, competing as a male, didn't win anything. So now he switched here just recently, and this weekend broke a record, school record, competing with the girls. They call her a she. Fox News. She came in first place. She's not a she. She is a he. You know, pretending to be a girl, still got male anatomy. And so here we have all of a sudden this guy breaking records in another school, and the same thing keep repeating. He said his hero was that Thomas character. What was his first name? Ian? Or Leah. Leah Thomas, they call her. Him. So he admired Leah Thomas, the... University of Penn swimmer, another one of these fake females. So all this stuff is going on.
Why do you think, Joe? Why do you think it is, Joe, that they were on Fox News with these? Why do you think it is, Joe, on Fox News when the those anchor people, they know when they know that it's a he, they know it's a male. I mean, they'll tell you that physically. But they'll refer to it as she.
She, right.
Even
every
though,
one of those
even.
Stories, that's why I said yeah. It was she, she.
Even
she.
Though they know, Joe, even though that they know that it's a he, they will do it. They will do that because they're told.
The narrative. They must cling to the narrative, right?
Yeah, I would not do that. I mean, we would never do that. We would always do it the way to tell the truth. And that's the problem. And they'll complain that they have to do it. Well, they have to do it is because they do it. If they were refused to do that, which they should refuse to do that, right? And
I would refuse, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, I was trying to do this like he, she, they call her a she, but she's not a she, she's a he. You know, it's crazy. Hey,
this is why they got rid of people like Dan Bongino.
Bongino, yeah, because he wouldn't go along.
Tucker Carlson, because they wouldn't go along. That's exactly why, because they said, no, we have, so shouldn't these, like Steve Ducey and some of these others, shouldn't they have higher standards too? Shouldn't they say, no, you know what, we're going to be, I'd rather lose my job and keep my integrity, right?
Yep. I would hope, you know, Newsmax keeps saying we'll take people. There's other new online things that are breaking out with journalists and people doing podcasts. It's like we need a rebellion in this country, and it's got to be a rebellion for freedom against this communist takeover. And it's going to take some big names like that saying, no, we're not going to go along with this political correctness, this narrative, this revolution, start standing up. I've got three quick things here. Here's the Democratic Party. Headlines. Democrat for Congress panics after she's outed as dominatrix. 41-year-old Courtney Cosgrove, Democratic candidate running for Oregon's 1st District, was outed by somebody. She had been working at a BDSM dungeon in Manhattan, charging people $500 an hour, and she panicked after videos of her working in this dungeon were posted to social media. Well, she had the videos taken while she was at work, and now she's upset. So what did she do about it? Did she apologize? No. She's now using this as an opportunity to reclaim her sexuality. She's created a Playboy profile and selling racy photos for $150 a pop while she's running for office. Two, well, Stacey Abrams' brother-in-law was just arrested on human trafficking charges. He met a 16-year-old girl in a hotel, tried to pay for sex with her, going on. He was charged with one felony count of human trafficking for commercial sexual activity, according to court documents, Daily Caller. And remember, this is the brother-in-law of Stacey Abrams. It just keeps going like this. Then, do you remember who the Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland? Turns out her daughter works, she's a total radical, and her daughter works for this Pueblo Action Alliance. It's a activist group based in New Mexico for indigenous solutions to dismantle, eradicate white supremacy, capitalism, heteropatriarchy, all kinds of things. It goes on about how they've donated money, given money to leftist groups. And then this group functions as New Mexico's Venceremos Brigade. The Brigade is a group that takes work trips for Americans to visit communist Cuba, established with the help of Cuban officials, to indoctrinate, I'm quoting, for indoctrinating, recruiting American leftists, arranging and coordinating meetings between international terrorists, sponsoring terrorist activities among Puerto Rican Americans, providing training for terrorists, and this is according to a report by our own Department of Justice. So the government knows that this Pueblo Action Alliance is helping send people through this group, this brigade, to Cuba for training to be a terrorist. And her mother is the one that Joe Biden picked to be Interior Secretary, and her mother is a radical leftist to start with. So, I mean, these are Democrats. This is corruption, insanity, and why we're letting these people run our country. I do not know. People keep voting for this kind of insanity. It's like, do we want to commit suicide out there? Do we want to destroy America? Because if that's what the people want, we're well on our way.
Well, Joe, they do, Joe. You see, you know, with the communism, only 2% of the total in communism, Joe, are actually card-carrying members, okay? And so here what you have, and that's the very same thing. You have the so-called party elite today, and they, you know, they're the ones that's behind all this. They're the ones that have the money. Now, the Democratic Party itself is flush with pedophiles. I mean, it is the pedophile party. It has become that. Everything is changing as far as they want to recognize. The ACLU is a extremely evil organization, and they want to legalize pedophilia. It has gotten, you know, this is exactly what we talked about earlier. These are signs of the time. where the Lord Jesus said, you know, that those are those that would harm a child, one of the little ones, that would be better off to have a millstone hung around their neck and drown. Whatever comes before God, whatever God loves the most, they hate the most. They hate the children.
Which is children. It's always the children, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to open the phone lines, Joe, and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call on all of what we've been talking about here tonight. There's a whole lot of things that are happening out there, and folks, you're really going to need to run to this battle. And there's some of us are really fighting back, and we're fighting back hard. This is one of the reasons tactical civics is so important. We can start taking our back county by county. The Communist Party knows that that there's a rising. There's a rising. You can hear it. You can feel it in the air amongst the patriots. The patriots are getting stronger. We're seeing what happened in that county in Michigan where they ousted all the city officials, all the county officials. They just tossed them out because they had enough. The people are taking back the counties. We're seeing now, Joe, out of 3,400 counties in the United States, 1,000 of them now have chapters, tactical civics chapters, where the citizens are working now to establish standing militias, Joe. And so there's a big movement. We're seeing also, I've been notified by so many of the different pro-family, pro-God organizations wanting to, again, join all of our forces, and that's happening on a much greater quicker too now. But what we have to do, we've got to clean up the voter rolls. They're horrible. Joe, you have so many thousands of dead people voting out there today, and it's just we've got to stop it. So let's go and take Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? A couple of things that were interesting, you know, and then I have a scripture. LifeSite News had an article last week with an emphasis on the Ukraine. And what they're doing now is they're asking or demanding that any woman between 18 and 60 that has a medical expert experience or expertise, including pharmacists, must be in the military, but they are free to leave the country. I think that's what I would do. I would just leave the country. So, but this is the, you know, Time magazine gave Zelensky Man of the Year, and this is the great democracy that is being supported by NATO and the U.S. Another thing that was interesting is from the Sergeant Reports podcast, I think it was the interview with Matt, the U.K. Correspondent. Pfizer had, within the couple of million pages they released and submitted to the FDA, a secret group that of 500 people that they tested an alternative shot on that had E. coli, according to their own submission, and fragmented DNA intentionally put into the shot that they on this little secret side study. So that's pretty insidious. That it shows right there that they were intentionally doing it. It wasn't an accident. But talking, one scripture I'd ask you about is Psalm 10:10.
Before we go there, let me just say that tomorrow night, Lord's willing, we're going to have a guy named Brian Festa with us. We've had him on once before, and he's made a video. And in this video, they go in depth and they show you all of the people that are dying from the COVID shots, from the kill shots. It's really something here. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Remember learning how a bill became a law?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Well, issue one is trying to make our laws using a different kind of bill. 58 million of them. From George Soros, New York millionaires, foreign billionaires, even blood money from partial birth abortionists. And all that money bought a lot of ads to deceive Ohio voters.
It also protects the essential reproductive medical care, like the miscarriage care that saved my own life, and access to birth control.
No, issue one was not about miscarriage care or birth control. It was about abortion until birth and bringing back partial birth abortion into our state. But issue one violates our state and federal constitutional right to life, which, according to Article 1, Section 1 of our Ohio Constitution, is inalienable. That's what our legislators swore to uphold. As the Supreme Court stated in the Dobbs decision, it's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives, not to the mob with the most money. Just as we wouldn't put slavery to a popular vote, no matter the mob and no matter the money, inalienable rights, and our children, are not for sale to the highest bidder. While the courts are able to issue rulings, our state constitution grants the authority of the court's jurisdiction, that is, what they're allowed to rule on, to the state legislature. So while the pro-aborts are right now picking their favorite judge to strike down our protective laws, Article 4, Section 18 makes it clear. The jurisdiction of the courts is directed by law. The Constitution specifically says reining in out-of-control courts is the legislator's job. So let's call on the legislators to do their job, to use their constitutionally granted right to represent us and to keep pro-abortion judges from repealing Ohio laws based on an amendment that doesn't even mention a single Ohio law. You see, the national strategy of the abortionists is to roll over the will of the people and our inalienable rights, just like they did in Michigan, Vermont, California, and they're planning to do all across the nation. But there is one state that is saying no. Foreign billionaires don't get to crush the will of the people and our inalienable rights. Representative Jen Gross and Bill Dean are standing against the abortion machine. Are you willing to stand with them? Ask your representative and senator, are you willing to use your constitutionally granted tools to stop the abortion machine? Or are you just going to talk about it? Make your first call to Senate President Matt Huffman. Then call on those in the State House to stand for the Constitution and prevent the courts from stripping us of all our laws and our inalienable rights.
All right, very, very good, folks. This is what we have to do. And this was our plan B that we had. We knew we were in for a battle. And by the way, listen, there is no way in the world we lost that vote. With 69% of the vote being mail-in here, folks, again, like I told you, if it had been a voting day and it had been where people went to the polls, it would have been just the opposite. We would have been won. But the corruption, the Democrats are so good, they're so slick. They're at stuffing ballots where you have so many. I mean, it's just unbelievable when it comes to voter and election fraud. They're just, you know, again, like I said, they're to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll. They're the best. All righty. What did you have, Cliff? You had a question?
Yeah, okay. Psalm 10, verse 10, I believe. I think it was Psalm 10:10. Or was it not 10? I think it's 10:10. It talks about how what they're doing, the predatory killers basically assume a posture where it's almost like, yeah, we're here to help you. We're all in this together. You really think you're a girl, but you're really a boy, that type of thing. So they form like a posture, and I see that depicted in that verse, Psalm 10, verse 10.
All right. He croucheth and he humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. And so, yeah, this is what he does. He's slick. And in other words, well, you know, when he humbleth, he pretends that he's going to be on your side there. But he has his people standing by to do you damage.
Well,
he
look
crouches.
At what the Clintons did with Haiti. I mean, they acted like they were forwarding the money to them. None of that money was forwarded. 100% of it they pocketed among their friends. That was that type of thing. They posed as like helping forward the money.
All that money, yeah, only 3% of it actually went to Haiti. 3%. all of it went to the Clinton mob and all those to buy people. They buy everyone they have to buy. All the heads of all the agencies are bought and paid for.
But how bad is that? That's like murder, because those people were out without shelter in the hot sun, without food. So that's essentially like murder.
It is like murder. It's an intentional letting people die, because you were stealing from them what was rightfully theirs. I would call that murder, wouldn't you, Pastor Ernie?
Yep. Absolutely. But we have it here, and it's in America. We're bled guilty of abortion, euthanasia, and listen, when you allow drug dealers to bring in tons of fentanyl over the border and make it available to the children, that's murder. That's murder.
Yeah. Well, look what the CDC and, the COVID shots, all of those, look at all the people killed. That was murder by injecting something that wasn't a true, what am I thinking of? What's the word? Help me. Vaccine.
Well,
it was not a vaccine, and it didn't do anything but kill people and harm people. That's murder.
Well, Bill Gates says as long as it's planned, as long as it's
planned,
you've got a well-thought-out plan on how to depopulate, then it's not really murder or genocide. It's acceptable. But we got to move on.
Sounds Thanks, like Cliff. The synagogue of Satan to me.
Yep. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, the last time I talked to you was about a week and a half ago, and I told you that Tri-City Hospital in Oceanside, California, was pretty much shut down from a cyber attack. Now, since then, Donovan Prison in California has been shut down from a cyber attack, and the city of Long Beach is undergoing a major cyber attack. Now, if somebody was to take a gun and go into a bank and rob it, it'd be a big deal and it'd be all over the local news.
Right.
But hundreds and sometimes thousands of times a day, there's bank robberies that you never hear about. It's the cyber warfare. I recently, about 3 weeks ago, had a friend of mine. She's 82. She's still in the real estate business. And she was subject to a cyber attack. They somehow got into her checking account. And by time she notified the bank, they had taken out over $30,000 out of her checking account. So the bank said to her, you're going to have to fill out a police report and bring it to the bank, and then we'll give you one of our claim forms to fill out, and then we'll investigate it for about a month to see if you get your money back or not. Now, most of the time, it's my understanding that the customers, if they're not involved in the fraud themselves, will get their money back. But here's my question that I cannot find the answer to. And believe me, I've talked to bank officials. I've talked to the FDIC. I've talked to the OCC, which regulates the banks, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. What I want to know is, since these losses are massive that the banks are taking, are the banks insured? Or are they self-insured? Now, I had one banking officer said, oh, yes, your money's insured by the FDIC. I said, wait a second, not for fraud. The only thing the FDIC insures your money is you're not going to lose your money in a bank that fails. It does not protect you against fraud. So what I want to know is how many of these banks are being robbed every day? How much are their losses? And who's eating the losses? And none of our politicians, including Donald Trump, is talking about this. Here's a chance to really help the average person. I don't want to have to spend my time worrying about, is somebody going to steal money out of my banking account? Now they got home title theft where they're actually stealing your home. Why don't these politicians, our lawmakers, do something about this?
Well, that's a very good question, and again, there's a lot of money. If you pay for the services for those people to protect your home, put privacy locks. But that shouldn't be that should not have to happen.
Well, are you talking about like LifeLock, the insurance that's supposed to protect you against the cyber fraud?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. When it comes to a cyber attack, nobody, not even the government, can stop a cyber attack. All these insurance companies like LifeLock do is they let you know that it's happened. And what they're selling is they're going to let you know that it happened faster than you'll find out, and they'll help you fix the problem. But none of these insurance companies say they will stop it. They will not say, we will prevent you from being a victim of cyber warfare. It can't be done.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a calling and you've got a challenge. So go for it, Jack, and whatever I can do to help you, I'll help you. But get after them. Let's find out. Let's make them do something about it, right?
Well, I just think the public would be shocked if we actually knew how many times every day is a bank being robbed through the cyber warfare, and how many times do the people not get their money back? And when they do get their money back, who's taking the loss?
I do know that just in the past year, there's been about 3,000 banks that have closed.
Closed and failed.
Yeah, it failed. So that's a lot.
But you're right. He knows the news is not reporting on this, and that's another question. Why is this not newsworthy? Why is the news? In fact, it could be something. Have you addressed something like Newsmax? Have you tried to write or anything to Newsmax with a question? Does anybody?
The Epic Times usually.
Epic Times, have you sent anything to them?
No, but that would be a good idea for him to do that. I've got my hands filled with trying to save babies right now, and it's not like I don't have enough on my plate right now. We have a major, major battle ahead of us. Planned predators, the out-of-state dirty money is coming in here, and things are going to rapidly move, very rapidly. So we really have to circle the wagons and get prepared for what's coming. All right, who do we have next, did you say? All right, I'm not hearing you. Okay, all righty. Okay, there you go. I tell you what, we're coming up to the time. We've got time for maybe one more phone call or two. But actually, Joe, you know, the days that we're living in right now, more than ever. I preached last week on making your salvation sure.
Sure. Yep.
And today I was talking to some people. We were sitting there, and we were just talking about how many, just like in our ministry, in our church, and just in our church alone, I've had here, just in the past few years, I've had my associate pastor Luke went home to be with the Lord. Pastor Tom went home to be with the Lord. Pastor Jim went home to be with the Lord. Pastor Bruce went home to be with the Lord. And the last one that just went home to be with the Lord, well, Pastor Kenny. But the last one was Pastor Fred. So we've lost all of these men of God, the good men of God. And right now, there's only two of us. We went from eight pastors in our church to two. And
you think God's calling these people home?
I think he's taking them out of here for things get really nasty. You know, but we need some younger men, some bold younger men. I know we have a lot of places in the ministry here at Doers of the Word Church, in this ministry here, this radio ministry. We need volunteers. We need some bold, righteous Christian young men to come to stand in the gap. And it used to be, Joe, when I was a young man, there was a number of us. We came up, we stood up into the gap, and today we're at that point where just like the young men doesn't seem to be much interest in serving God. All right,
no,
I'm sorry.
Doesn't.
Who did you say we have? We have time for one more phone call. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi, this came to mind when I was listening to Jack. I had an issue with
$300 I couldn't get back from internet thing, and my credit union, they got the money from PayPal, and I'm surprised how much the credit union did. And so I don't know, but I think they get the money back. The banks, I think they try to get, so they're not out the money. They try to get the money themselves, and that's what's happened to me.
Yeah, they do, and I know it used to be. You could go and you know, withdraw with up to $10,000, you know, out of your own checking account. Now, I've heard some reports where some of the banks have limited the amount of money you can withdraw at one time to $600. That's a little scary there.
And so, can I have this real quick? I was trying to find the Sound of Freedom. It's out now for a Christmas present, and I couldn't find it anywhere, but I don't go to Walmart, but they had it. And they had it with their new DVDs and Blu-rays, they had it in there. And even some of the others didn't have it. I couldn't find any other store. So I thought, as much as I don't like Walmart, at least they're carrying
it. They carried it, yeah. Well, that's good. So people, at least that's the place people can get it.
Yeah. I used to go to Myers, and I'm surprised they don't have it anyway. They didn't have it at all.
Hey, did you see that police state? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. I was surprised. I had this picture in my mind that these January 6th people, I thought they had, you know, I thought they were in like kind of a mud hole or something. But they had to show the little, you know, it's a little room that they're in, but at least it's clean. I mean, it's
they're
like
small. Well, those cells are very, very small.
Filthy. Yeah, but at least it's not filthy. You know, it's like I had this picture in my mind. They're in like this filthy place, but at least they have it better than what I thought. I mean, not that it's. Anybody
when you when you've been
I
in,
saw was a very thin cot on the floor. There was a 5-gallon bucket, like all the farmers have for, you know, different purposes, and it had like a toilet seat on top of a bucket. And the person said, you know, it got cleaned up before they let a picture go out. And so I have the feeling that it was a little sanitized version that you saw. From what witnesses have said they live in.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be playing some clips from that dirty jail, and we'll be talking to the inmates here in the very near future. So.
Oh, that's good.
Already.
Good what you said about the guy that making the video.
Yeah.
Of
Jack Lang. He's managed to be able to do that. Oh, are you talking about the video about the COVID? Yeah. We're gonna be talking about that tomorrow night. The kill shots.
That'd be good. I look forward to that.
Alrighty, very good. Yeah.
Having a good Thanksgiving.
You too. The very same. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And so right now we come up to the time. How much time do I have left there, Eric or Derek? Okay. So we're coming to the most important part of the program, like we were talking about before, folks out there. You really need, and I know a lot of you out there don't really stop and think when we talk about making your salvation sure, how important this is, okay? There's a whole lot of people that are going to be in for an extremely, extremely rude awakening. Like I said, you know, when I was driving and I was listening to my radio, I wasn't paying attention to what was on until I heard that woman yell out, it couldn't get any worse. Oh, God, why didn't I listen? And it makes me think of how many people are going to say, why didn't they listen? You know, the preacher preached to them, the people witnessed to him. They had the opportunity time and time again to repent of their sin. And often they didn't take it seriously. Unbelievable. And then the time will come. Let me tell you, when she said it couldn't get any worse, she wasn't talking about hell. She was talking about because she got caught in her sin, and her husband caught her with another man and divorced her. But here, that's nothing at all compared to going to hell, folks. Let me tell you, it doesn't get any worse. God's word, the Bible's clear. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. It's not a pleasant place at all. It's an extremely, extremely unpleasant place. And so when you when you say that sinner's prayer, you have to realize a couple things first. Yeah, avoiding hell is a wonderful thing. Avoiding hell is a very smart thing. But you really need to understand something here. That get out of hell free card comes, and it wasn't free. The Lord Jesus paid one heck of a price for that. Now, amen. When God's word, the Bible says something, when the Bible says that Christ suffered like no man ever suffered, and you say, well, certainly as horrible as the cross was, there are even more horrible ways of dying. Well, that's not what it means. It means that the sins of the world, past, present, and future, were put on him. Now, this is something that is far, far above our comprehension. We can't even begin to comprehend the gravity of such a thing as having taking the sins of the world upon yourself. And the very fact that God the Father cannot look upon sin without punishing it. For a instant he had to turn his head away from his own son upon that cross. Listen, folks, out there, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, here's what you do. Listen, repeat after me right now. Heavenly Father,
Lord God,
Lord God,
Lord God,
it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
So, Father God, right now I'm asking you.
So right now, Father God, I'm asking you.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My sins were sins that were laid upon you as you took my place upon that cross.
Lord Jesus, my sins were laid upon you as you took my place upon that cross.
I can't imagine the pain that you felt.
I can't imagine the pain that you felt.
But I'm asking you to forgive me.
But I'm asking you to forgive me.
For the pain that I inflicted upon you.
For the pain that I have inflicted upon you.
I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life.
I'm asking you to be Lord of my life.
All of my life.
All of my life.
First and foremost.
First and foremost.
Without any reservations at all.
Without any reservations at all.
Knowing that you always honor one's true commitment.
Knowing that you always honor one's true commitment.
For right now.
Right now.
I'm a new being.
I'm a new.
A born again believer.
Born again believer.
An heir of the kingdom.
An heir of the kingdom.
A child of God.
A child of God.
I'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit now.
I will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit now.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Son.
Thank you, Son.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Well, Joe, thank you for doing that. And I hope you folks out there did it. I hope you meant it. And we're out of time, so at this time we always say good night. We always say, God bless you. And then we always say, and always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is... When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.